Well, it is being described as one of the biggest animal disease outbreaks the world has ever seen. And the spread of African swine fever across Asia is driving a global meat shortfall. As infected swine herds are culled, affected countries are turning to overseas markets, including Australia, to meet local demand for protein. But there are concerns that Australia will struggle to capitalise on that growing appetite for our beef because of the drought. Cathy Van Extel reports.
The news that African swine fever has reached East Timor on its march across Asia has been received with dread by Australian pork producers. Margot Andre is the CEO of the industry body, Australian Pork Limited. How scared are producers?
Very scared. This disease doesn't just wipe out one pig, it wipes out their entire business. A lot of these producers are small businesses in rural, regional and remote Australia. A lot of these value-add companies employ people in the cities. So it's huge impact and people are very worried.
China is home to half the world's pig population of 770 million. Since the virus was detected just over a year ago, it's spread across the whole of China. Tens of millions of pigs have been culled. Meat and livestock analyst Simon Quilty predicts China could lose 70% of its swine herd by the end of this year.
China, if we looked at a year or so ago, had a population of hogs of close to 440 million. So half the world's population of hogs reside in China. The latest figures that came out 2 weeks ago, they had lost 39% over 12 months of that 440 million. And the rate of acceleration of loss today is at such a speed that by the end of this year, I'm estimating that that figure could be close to 70% loss.
The culling has already created a huge deficit in protein across Asia, and demand is high not only for pork, but beef, sheep meat, poultry and goat. Simon Quilty says that's going to increase as China and the other nine Asian nations with African swine fever continue to cull and the overall consumption rates continue to rise.
Should the spreading of the disease continue as it has in China elsewhere, I'm predicting by the middle of next year, half of the world's pig population will be gone. That equates to around about 20% of all global protein. Never in the history of the Australian meat industry have we ever experienced a 20% loss in global protein. And it points to rising prices globally. And that's what we're seeing right today as Australia exports into China are up already 67% this year on last year. The demand at the moment is unbelievable.
Much of the pork demand is being met by Europe, Canada, Brazil and the US despite the trade war. China's beef imports are up by 50%, mainly from South America, but including Australia. It means drought-affected farmers here are getting good prices for the stock they're selling off. Australian Meat Industry Council CEO Patrick Hutchinson.
China is now our largest single destination for beef and for sheep meat, that is both lamb and mutton. It's not just in the area of ASF. There's a whole lot of reasons behind that, but what we're seeing is that it is certainly playing a strong part.
The Meat Industry Council is anticipating growing demand for Australian exports, but there's concern about our ability to meet Asia's protein void.
We know that there are large storages throughout Asia and in other countries, and we follow those figures and those trends. We know that that's being reduced dramatically. We will, in fact, have to start to be filling those, but we're not on our own, certainly in China. China takes product from all over the world, and all over the world they're looking to increase those imports.
So, crystal balling, what are the forecasts? What are you anticipating will be the demand for Australian meat?
We see that demand certainly increasing. Where our concern obviously is at the moment, we are looking also at how we're going to supply that increase of supply into China and other markets into 2020 and beyond. We're facing a huge crisis in regards to climatic conditions, drought in growing and livestock growing regions. That's going to cause us an inability to be able to continue to supply potentially at the levels that we're seeing, especially when it rains.
When it rains, farmers will be able to hold on to their stock for much longer. Patrick Hutchinson has this message for government.
Whilst we are very thankful that they are continuing to show support and put support out there for drought and drought aid, we need to recognise that when it rains, that the issue does not go away. And in fact, that issue then goes up the chain, because we could then see a number of processors then essentially having to halt production because there won't be enough stock to actually produce. Certainly some very strong and positive opportunities into the future, but we need to take that with also a very clear understanding that our supply constraints are going to bite and bite soon.
Anticipating the need for more protein imports, China has been busy accrediting meat processing plants globally. Here's Simon Quilty again.
Well, unfortunately, we've had 16 meatworks or establishments on hold for 2 years waiting for approval. So while all these other countries are increasing the number of plants that are approved, we are sitting on the sidelines waiting. Politics plays a big role here.
The Australian Meat Industry Council recently signed a memorandum of understanding with the China Meat Association. Patrick Hutchinson says it's a sign of progress.
What China, in our relationship, is saying to us is that it's not about the geopolitics in regards to those 16 plants coming on. It's purely and simply about the progression through their bureaucracy.
African swine fever may also open an opportunity for Australian pork producers, given only 1% of our pork exports currently go to China. The local industry is valued at $5.3 billion, with 3,700 producers. Their primary concern is keeping the virus out. Xavier Mead from Barongarook Pork near Colac in Victoria runs a small operation supplying Berkshire pigs to restaurants. In the past week, he's introduced stricter measures on his farm.
Yeah, so I think I was just a bit surprised that it had travelled so far so quickly from the first time we heard about it in Europe. Seemed to have reached our nearby neighbours pretty quick.
You would have already had pretty strict procedures in place, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah, ours were a little bit lax, to be honest, because of the way we farm it. This has sort of made us have a real good serious look at it.
Australian Pork Limited CEO Margot Andre says the industry is largely happy with the immediate response from federal and state governments, although she's worried about gaps in the system if African swine fever ever reaches Australia.
One of the key things is around the coordination from both national to state. We're working through that now in what we call disease preparedness, in making sure that those gaps don't impact our industry if the disease does come here. But we're pushing for state and federal government to be talking and working closely and making sure all gaps are resolved prior to any disease risk to Australia.
Very interesting. Margot Andre, the CEO of Australian Pork Limited, ending that report by Cathy Van Extel.